AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says a criminal gang known as DarkSide carried out a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. The company hopes to have service restored by the end of the week. President Biden talked about it at the White House.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity as quickly and safely as possible.
The pipeline delivers 45% of fuel used on the East Coast. The president is looking to assure the nation stronger economic growth is coming. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After last week's disappointing news that the economy added just 266,000 jobs in April, the president says nobody ever expected a fast climb out of a deep hole.
We're moving in the right direction.
And pointed to more help on the way from his $1.9 trillion virus relief package, a program to distribute aid to state and local governments, whom he says were forced to lay off tens of thousands of workers during the pandemic and can now rehire them.
He's going to make it possible for an awful lot of educators, first responders, sanitation workers to go back to work.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas crossed a line. Tensions have been high around Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. This man says Hamas wants to destroy Israel.
They're screaming against Tel Aviv.
Hamas militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel. Israel fired back. At least 20 people, including 9 children, were killed. The Golden Globes have never been taken too seriously.
Tonight, you get Britain's biggest comedian hosting the world's second biggest award show on America's third biggest network.
Ricky Gervais hosted a few times. NBC says it will not air the Golden Globes next year. There have been questions about the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's record on diversity. There are no black members among its approximately 90 voting members. This is AP News. In some places, you can walk into a pharmacy and get a coronavirus shot.
About a week ago, President Biden issued a federal mandate that requires pharmacies in the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program to offer walk-in vaccinations. Now, Publix says you can just walk in to get a COVID shot at all of its locations across 7 states. You'll even get a choice of vaccine, Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, as long as they're both available. The states are Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, Alabama, North Carolina, and Tennessee. I'm Rita Foley.
A government report says home security camera footage shows the owner of a Tesla got into the driver's seat of the car shortly before a deadly crash near Houston. But the preliminary report on the crash that killed 2 men doesn't explain the mystery of why authorities found no one behind the wheel of the car, which burst into flames after crashing. Ed Donahue, AP News.